Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're taking a look at Carry Services, a Marion-based organization that works with intellectually or physically disabled individuals and their families throughout Central Indiana. This month, we spoke with Carry Services clients Scott Glenn, who's on the Self-Advocates Board and the Special Olympics Board, as well as Mike Downham, who serves on the Safety Board.
My name is Scott Glenn. I'm on the Self-Advocacy Board, and I work at Carry Services.
My name is Pamela Giles, and I'm on the board at Carry Services.
I'm Michael Downham. Work here at Carry's. I've been here for 17 years.
The Carry Services for handicapped people. We need to tell people out in the world they have a right to stand up for themselves. Because if not, who's going to tell them?
The main reason I'm involved with Carry is because of my brother, Scott, who is a Carry client, and he also works in there where they do the shredding, the document service. Just watching the impact that it's had on his life. When I was approached about becoming a board member, I was really interested in doing that.
If Carry Services would not be here, I would be stuck at home, watching TV, doing stuff around the house if Carry Services was not here. I really enjoy coming here because it gets me out of the house into a different place.
I had a seizure when I was down in Annapolis, and I was born to be a handicapped person.
My primary experience with Carry outside the boardroom is with my brother, Scott. And the joke in our family is that there are more people that know Scott in the world than there are that know us. It doesn't matter where we go. We've gone to Wrigley Field for a Cubs game, walked in, and someone said, "Hi, Scott." We went to Woodfield Mall, and someone said, "Hi, Scott." We go to parades in Gas City, and someone says, "Hi, Scott." Everywhere we go, they know who he is. And I believe that the level of comfort he has being with the people at Carry Services and his natural personality, too, just bring that out in people. They love being around him. If I tell them I'm his sister, their eyes light up and they get big smiles on their face, and they just want to tell me about him and what a great guy he is. And I know that he has bloomed and blossomed here at Carry, and he just like he never has anywhere else. I just am so thankful for it. I really am.
I'm on the safety committee. I've been on it for a long, long time. So represent the clients over at the workshop. I really enjoy it.
I think there's a tendency in our culture today to look at developmentally and physically challenged people as people they'd just rather not interact with or sometimes even acknowledge that they exist. Carry Services looks at these people and sees value and worth. If Carry Services weren't here, I think there would be a lot of hurting families, a lot of struggling families who, for no fault of their own, don't have the ability to meet the needs of these people that they love desperately. They can trust Carry Services to take good care of their family members.
You'll hear more about Carry Services all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with Carry Services is available on the Community Connection Facebook page and at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.